us at Radio X. Jenny was a friend of mine. So Dominic Byrne and Tom Hardy together for the first time. We'll play that interview when we come right back.
The Chris Miles Show. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Be the first and book a test drive.
Radio X.
Can I get a woo-woo? Oh, yeah.
Whoa there. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember. But now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp on the UK's best network, even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
How would you like to be a WinPlus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. So escape to sunny favourites like Gran Canaria, Crete and Costa Blanca and get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Simone combined her old pensions with PensionBee.
So I had multiple pensions from various jobs that I have been in, and every 6 months or so I would receive a statement, and I was losing track of all my different pensions and all the different statements. I just wanted one easy way of keeping them all in one place.
At PensionBee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only $4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the...
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Hey guys, guess who's back? Ooh, back again. Ooh, guess who's back? Ooh, back again. Ooh,
Are you two okay?
He's back.
What do you want us to do? Guess who's back? 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 Milesy, that's who.
Okay, meanwhile, on the 4 till 7 thing, little Cy bought a summer cardigan, we pick a new pet town, and we spin the reels of the Mexican bandit for this week's Mexican handbag.
The 4 till 7 thing, guess who's back? Moilsy, innit?
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend. And a lovely lady looking for a pickle costume for her pet. But they've all been barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, including unlimited access to video consultations with First Vet. So, for pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
Hi, it's Bane here from Batman. And I'm a big fan of Dominic Byrne's interviews. He does the best interviews.
Now, Dominic interviewed Tom Hardy a couple of weeks ago. Two weeks ago, something like that?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
And I've not heard any of it. You've not told me anything about it. So I don't know whether this is going to be just a box-standard interview, a brilliant interview, or Tom Hardy hates Dominic. I have no idea what to expect.
They said, do you know what? You can. It's probably a bit of all three.
Have you got his phone number?
I can't confirm or deny whether I have his phone. I don't have his phone number.
Okay, fine.
Sadly.
Tom Hardy and Dominic Byrne next at Radio X.
All the small things, true care, truth brings. I'll take one lift, your ride, best trip. Rating. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me she cares. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me home.
I believe they're the best band in the world, aren't they, Captain?
Yeah.
There you go.
The best.
Yeah.
Look, I don't make this up.
Mm.
They are the best band in the world.
Gosh. Well, he knows his stuff. So, the new film is called Havoc. It is streaming on Netflix now. It is the brand new film starring Tom Hardy.
Mm. After a drug deal gone wrong, a bruised detective must fight his way through the criminal underworld.
Why do they need to point out the fact that he's got a bruise?
Yeah, he's always got bruises. Do you know what? There's a lot of bruises in this film, actually. It's one of the most violent films I've ever seen in my life.
But, like, this is a weird question to ask on Breakfast Radio.
Yeah.
But good violence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cracking. If you're into your violence, but it's kind of with a story, with a very, very good plot as well. It's worth saying.
It stars
It's actually great.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yep.
Now,
yes.
You said to me the other day.
We did.
We met Forrest Whitaker.
We did, at Stevie Wonder and Lionel Richie.
And had a photo with him.
Yes, I think so.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But it was
McClure,
a
Forrest Whitaker,
yeah,
me, you, and Sadiq Khan.
So this is the brand new film, which is on Netflix now. It's called Havoc. It stars Forrest Whitaker, Timothy Oliphant, who I'm a massive fan of. He's a brilliant actor.
Really, really good, yeah.
I'm
particularly good in this.
A man called Tom Hardy.
Yes, Tom Hardy. Never met Tom Hardy before.
No.
He's never been on our show. It's never come up in a junket or anything like that, so I was very excited.
Nice.
Myself and Captain went down to a new hotel, actually. It wasn't the usual one they use. It was a very posh one. It was lovely.
Yeah, balloon.
Thank you. We waited. Well, it doesn't matter how long we waited for, does it?
Oh, it doesn't.
Just waited
around
for,
some time.
It didn't. A junket that overran.
Yeah, they were
no
busy.
Way.
Do you know why they were busy?
Why?
Because he was being interviewed by police dogs before us.
Oh,
retired police dogs.
Okay.
There was a lot. You
were
honestly,
interviewing Tom Hardy.
It would be
you. Have you got the script?
So he works a lot with security dogs, rescue dogs, that kind of thing. Retired dogs. It would have been your idea of hell. They were Alsatians. They were really loud and quite lively.
No.
So each dog would walk in with a question in its collar and then Tom would read it out and stuff. The reason why Captain...
Are you on drugs?
Well, I thought so too. But the reason why Captain and I had to wait an hour...
It was because Tom Hardy was being interviewed by dogs.
Yeah, he was being interviewed by dogs. Yeah. So
were they dressed up? Did they have little outfits on?
They had little security outfits on, whatever they were. So all
this is like taking Little Anton Deck to a whole new level.
It was like a really aggressive Crufts holding area where we were. And honestly, you're idea of hell. I was slightly scared at one point, and I like dogs. Anyway,
yeah,
so the reason,
like,
yeah, we were there an hour and a half, doesn't matter. Anyway, so then we did the interview.
Yes.
Now, this is the first time I've met Tom Hardy. Would you agree, Captain? Quite an intimidating character initially.
Yes.
Captain, unfortunately, had to ask Tom to do something before the interview started.
Put his clothes on.
And, it didn't go down well.
Oh.
It didn't go down well with Tom.
It's only 3 seconds, this clip.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Okay.
You can get quite close to the mic.
No, that's as close as I'm getting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, that's as close as I'm getting.
Is it worth saying, Captain, that's the only time you asked him?
Oh, I was very quiet before and after.
Yeah.
No, that's as close as I'm getting.
Okay.
That's as close as I'm getting.
That's as close as I'm getting.
Yeah, what? And by the way, why don't you stick up for yourself and go, no, I said get closer. All right, chump.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I don't really have the words to say that to Hardy.
So anyway, we started talking about the film. This is Havoc. The interview begins. Tom, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
Congratulations on Havoc.
Oh, he's a bit off mic. Why did you ask him to get closer to the mic? Get closer to the mic, Tom.
Yeah.
Quite close to the mic.
No, that's as close as I'm getting.
The irony that he goes, that's as close as I'm getting.
He's on mic there.
But then when he says, nice to meet you, he's miles away. It's like he purposely moved away from it to spite you, Captain. Absolutely.
He was holding his mic quite far away from his face. Mm-hmm. And then when he leant into the mic to go, that's as close as I'm getting. Mm. And then put the mic about a metre away from his face again. So I've had to use a bit of both.
But you've let it go now.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it, guys.
Yeah.
You can get quite close to the mic.
No, that's as close as I'm getting.
All right. Yeah. Back to it.
Tom, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
Congratulations.
Sorry, can I just say as well? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go on.
You're slightly off mic, Tom.
Am I off mic?
So the mics you get from the video that they send you and a mix of what we've used.
Okay.
So I've used the best of both.
I'm very annoying.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
But Tom, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
Congratulations on Havoc, which I watched about 3 hours ago. It's one of the best opening scenes I can remember, probably, in a film. It gets you in it straight away for the first sort of 10, 15 minutes or so. And it was filmed in Cardiff. Which I had absolutely no idea about.
Neither
until
did
I read after watching it. It was filmed in Cardiff.
No. And it
amazing job.
It's a fairly convincing...
Isn't it?
East Coast city of, no name or...
Yes.
In America, which he created a fantasy sort of illusion city. Is it illusion city? I'm not sure that's the right word, but it's not a real city. It's a sort of he's created it, and he shot it all in his home territory in Wales, in Cardiff.
Amazing.
He's done a stunning job. Mm. He's got a really thriving film industry and community in Wales, and it was an absolute pleasure working on that.
So could you just get a bit closer to the mic, please?
when you watch a film...
So it's meant to be set in America.
But it
and it's filmed in Cardiff.
It looks like it's downtown New York. It's incredible. Or Chicago or any big American city. And it's in Cardiff.
Wow.
It blew my mind. Talking of Cardiff,
yes.
We had a text in saying when we were setting this up initially a couple of weeks ago, they spotted Tom. Do you remember?
Barry Island. Oh, yes.
So on the show this morning, Radio X, I imagine you're a huge fan anyway, Chris Moyle show.
Massive.
Yeah, lovely. What's your best bit of the show? just all of it.
Chris Moyle.
Thank you.
Always.
Thanks, Tom.
People were saying they spotted you in Barry Island.
And yourself.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you.
Are you Chris Moyle?
I'm not Chris Moyle.
Don't lie.
No, I'm not, sadly.
No, you're not.
They spotted Barry you Island. Barry Island.
Keep you going.
And apparently, you were on the ghost train, is that true?
I don't know.
Okay, because I've been on the ghost train. It's one of the scariest.
Hang on a minute.
One of the scariest.
It's brought it back to me. It goes around in a loop and it comes back out on the left.
And it comes back out, yeah.
Yes.
And I
have been on that.
The guy running the ride is actually scarier than the ride itself.
I wouldn't say that.
Right.
You can't say that.
No, it might
be. Might be listening. That's just a terrible thing to say about Barry Island, isn't it? Really, when you think about it. I feel like I should defend him immediately.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah, that is.
I had a great time at Barry Island.
It's lovely, isn't it?
My family. And there's also two penny machines, you know, the slidey machines.
Yeah, they're good.
They are incredible.
They're very addictive.
They're not healthy.
No.
Okay. So, in moderation.
Yeah, that's it.
But they are good fun.
Have you weaned yourself off the two penny machine?
I don't talk about that.
No, it's fine. I don't want to pry.
That's none of your business.
I don't want to pry, Tom. Do you know what I mean?
Then done. Next question.
He's toying with you.
Oh, he's
playing with you, Tom.
We're warming him up.
He's playing with you.
You got told off for slating the Barry Island man.
Don't upset the Barry Island man who works the ghost machine. The ghost train. Now,
hey, his favourite part of the Chris Miles show is Chris Miles.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said. Now, do you remember we talked...
He got told off by Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah. And it happens more.
No, that's as close as I'm getting.
We talked about Tom being really into Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Mm. Right.
Now...
This isn't me trying to be funny.
Did somebody text that
I
in?
I mispronounced it, yes.
Saying he's very much into Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
Did you bother doing any research to find out?
Yes, I asked him all about it. The only problem was, and this is a genuine mistake, I pronounced it wrong to start with.
Oh.
So he didn't really know what I was talking about. I got it mixed up
with... he was struggling with a Barry Island question.
I got it mixed up with a Japanese photocopier people.
Now, can I talk to you about Brazilian fujitsu?
This isn't a gag. I just got it wrong.
What's wrong with
I
you?
I don't know.
It's Tom Hardy.
I know, but he's looking right at you.
You're a deadpan.
Yes.
Absolutely deadpan.
Yeah.
I thought it was in my head.
Thank goodness he was sitting far away from the mic, because otherwise he could have hit you.
On the cards, on the question cards, I'd written down fujitsu. Like an idiot.
And that is the ancient...
art of photocopy.
That's right.
Japanese company.
Oh, canon.
Rather than jujitsu, which he does a bit of Brazilian stuff. Anyway, we talked about all that.
Now, can I talk to you about Brazilian fujitsu?
Yeah.
Do you still do all that?
Because I'm a big fujitsu man.
Because Chris here, or Captain, you're quite keen to start taking it up.
There's a bus.
No.
Just gone under it.
No, and you wanted to ask Tom,
did I?
Like, how you get into it? Because Captain is quite, you know.
Yeah.
You want to sort of bulk up a little bit, don't you?
You don't need to bulk up for jiu-jitsu.
Do you not?
No.
Okay, how did you get into the old Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
Do you know what? I spent a
jiu-jitsu.
Lot of time... Jiu-jitsu, yeah.
Not fujitsu, sorry.
No, but that's okay.
That's right, sorry.
That's okay, we're all learning.
That's and it.
Even I'm learning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything that I thought it wasn't. It's not fighting at all. Although it is a combat sport, obviously, but it's not. There's a philosophy to it and a lifestyle, which is now... changed the sort of a way that I train.
You won a tournament in Milton Keynes, didn't you, about 3 years ago, apparently?
Mm.
That's huge.
No, it isn't. It's nice to be able to compete and have a bit of confidence there, but it's not that huge. Lots of people do it, and it was nice to be part of a community. And I tell you what is big. It's very nervous making to go out and put yourself out there to be humiliated, but that's not really the point.
No.
It's quite spiritual, man.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So let me analyse this.
We're losing him.
It turns out that this Brazilian jiu-jitsu that he's into is almost a state of mind.
Yes.
It's a feeling. It's a belief. It's a spiritual thing.
Very much for Tom.
And you... it sounds like you're mocking it by referring to it as some kind of photocopier addiction.
I genuinely mispronounced jiu-jitsu and it came out possibly as fujitsu.
But also you were just trying to compliment him by saying that's huge.
That's big.
And he said...
Milton Keynes, no, it's not.
No, well, he's right. It's Milton Keynes. I used to live in Milton Keynes. And if you were doing a Brazilian jiu-jitsu competition in Milton Keynes, how many people turned up? Three guys?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It wasn't a big deal. There was only three of us and one of them only had one leg.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's what you would have said.
So, I'll be honest, I walked it.
Yeah. Now, I feel as though I need to bring him back on track because we got on very well during the Barry Island ghost train stuff.
No, that's as close as I'm getting. Yeah.
Let's go for a banker.
Yes.
Let's ask him something that it's going to light his face up.
Just quickly, because I know we're running out of time. We talked about Cardiff earlier on. Oasis play their first gig July the 4th in Cardiff. Are you going? Are you a big Oasis fan? Did you try and get tickets?
No, I do like Oasis, but I haven't got tickets and I'm not going. When is it?
So July the 4th is the first gig in Cardiff, then they play London. And
oh, that's cool. I know people are really desperate to go.
Yes. If I could get you a ticket, would you be interested?
What, would I go with you?
Do you want to go with me?
Is that what you're saying?
And if you want to come with me, Tom, if I can get a ticket, then the two of us could go.
This whole thing.
Yeah. This is just, we're not even on the radio. Okay. This is just so
that's so good.
This is just so I can meet you and we could like hang out at an Oasis gig.
That's really kind
Should
of
we
you.
Swap? Do you want to swap numbers?
I'm yeah,
sort,
man.
Yeah, let's sort it out.
Okay.
I'm 07. Anyway, I'll give
that's
you
that That's very number. Kind of you.
Yeah, you want to
thought about it like that.
Wow!
Now
you're going on a date.
This is really good, isn't it?
With Tom Hardy to see Oasis,
absolutely, which is brilliant. However, he absolutely thinks that I can get him a ticket at this stage, and I absolutely can't get him a ticket at this stage.
I can't definitely. It's worth saying. I can't definitely get them. Can't definitely get them.
Do you need tickets? Because I can.
Can you get? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I come with you? Actually, let's flip it.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Nicole, will you take his number?
Yeah,
and we'll try and get him a ticket.
That's it. So that's
you don't actually want to go with me at all.
I'd just like to go.
You just want
I'd like
tickets.
To, A, I'd like to go and see Oasis, and B, if you're coming.
I'm not coming, mate. I'll tell you what, I'll get you the tickets.
Yeah. It's going to be a hell of a night.
That's
hell of a
all
night.
All the flirting, everything you've been trying
to. That's it.
All the big questions about Cardiff and
all the food
films. You haven't even watched the movie, have you?
I saw the movie.
You are not Chris Moyles. That's the only honest thing you've said. That's it.
It's all
we'll
just.
We'll get you your ticket, son.
Yeah, thank you.
Finally.
So that's sort. So you've got me an Oasis ticket. That's
maybe.
Thank you. Definitely.
You're welcome.
Definitely, mate.
Wow.
That is
there you are.
Wonderful.
He's not going to forget that interview in a long time, is he?
So that's good.
Yeah.
So we've come full circle, which is nice, and we're back on track. I essentially said, I can get you a ticket. Then he said, I'll get you a ticket. And I'm going without Tom Hardy.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
He thinks this whole thing now is just one big ruse. So you go, can you get me tickets to Oasis, please, Tom Hardy?
Yeah, we're just asking various celebrities to get me.
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy?
Can I go get tickets to Oasis, please?
So Havoc is out now.
And on Netflix?
On Netflix. It came out on Friday and it is absolutely brilliant. And you will not believe for one second it was filmed in Cardiff.
Will Tiff like it?
Does Tiff like a bit of violence from time to time?
Yeah, she loves the Taken films with Liam Neeson.
Okay, yes, she probably would.
And she loves the Jason Statham movie.
Yes, in that case she would. Right. She would like it a lot.
Okay.
He's worth saying. He's brilliant in it as well.
I love Tom Hardy. I think he's a proper brilliant actor.
Go
I
and
really,
see
really
it.
Like
go and see it. Go and watch it because it is great. You'll absolutely love it. Thank you, Tom Hardy, my best mate.
I think we've run out of time. I just want to say thank you very much. And
what does he say?
I think we've run out of time. I just want to say thank you very much.
Thank God. Oh, no. Can you get a bit nearer the mic, please? That'd be great.
No, that's as close as I'm getting.
I think we've run out of time. I just want to say thank you very much. And best of luck with the film. I don't think you'll need it. It's great.
Did you say better luck with the film?
No, best luck with the film.
Better luck with the film.
Better luck next time. Best luck with the film. And you're a big fan of the Chris Moyles Show on Radio 8?
Big fan.
So that's lovely. And we're a big fan of you, Tom.
That's very kind of you. Don't lie.
Not lying. Tom Hardy, thank you very much.
Stop the clock.
Sorry, now.
Is that Tom Hardy's laugh?
That's the first time I've heard that laugh back, actually, after the interview. I didn't realise he did that.
What?
He did a nice big giggle there, didn't he?
Didn't he?
Tom Hardy's got a Bob Mortimer laugh.
Yes. Oh, should we hear that again? Have we got time?
Well, I'll clip it
okay,
for
okay, we'll just take that
afterwards.
Little bit out.
Oh, well, I'll play
underneath.
Okay, so
not lying.
How great is that?
Love. Ah, Tom Hardy, you might be tough, but you're giggling like a girl.
Not lying. Tom Hardy, thank you very thank you. Much indeed.
Yeah. If you can get quite close to the mic.
No, that's as close as I'm getting.
Tom Hardy, thank you very much.
I love that laugh.
Not lying.
That's almost like your giggle, Captain.
It is, isn't it?
Do you know what?
It's a million miles away.
I think he liked you.
I think so, too. I do. I like Tom.
I think he liked you.
He's good. He had a little twinkle in his eye all the way through that.
Do you know what? I think you should try and get tickets to Oasis and invite him.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be a beautiful turn up for the books if you ended up going, contacted him and saying, listen, I know this is weird, I've actually got tickets to Oasis. Do you want to come with me?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to.
And he would probably go, no.
Tom.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well done, Dom.
Well done, Tom.
Another beautifully awkward but very funny interview.
Absolutely.
Havoc, the new film starring Tom Hardy, is out now on Netflix. Watch that. I won't be able to watch it tonight because I'm watching the Leeds game, but I will try and watch it tomorrow night instead, if that's all right.
Definitely.
And thank you very much, Tom. Here, come here, I'll give you a little tickle.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participate in restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
White, true white, pure brilliant. What's the best
white? Our Dulux Decorator Centre team will help you find the perfect white. Here you go.
Thanks for the tip. I didn't see you there. Can I pay with my...
trade account? Sure. With your trade discount and prices tailored to you, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice. When I'm done with my empty cans, what's the best way to...
recycle them? Just drop them in store. We're with you from start to finish. Visit us in store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the...
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
On average, Rift get their customers £3,000 back.
I'm like a rubber ball, I come down.
Let's get the ball rolling. Search Rift Tax Refunds.
Where do you want to go on holiday for your birthday?
Oh, I don't know. Anywhere.
You can't just search for anywhere.
You can on Love Holidays.
You kept that under your sun hat.
We've got 37,000 hotels worldwide and a smart search that will help you narrow things down in a flash. Even if your destination is anywhere. That's the power of Love Holidays. At all protected.
With TV and broadband on EE, you've got entertainment sorted.
Right, we're watching Black Mirror tonight.
What about The Last of Us?
I need to catch up.
Don't tell us what happens.
No spoilers here. On EE TV, you can easily switch your subscriptions to Flex to whoever's home with Netflix, Now, and Discovery Plus included.
Just in time for the long weekend.
All on our ultra-reliable broadband powered by BT. So why would you go anywhere else? Search EE TV Deals today.
24 months. Content may vary. Terms apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
In some ways, kids are a lot like the Volvo EX30. They're small, but mighty, full of energy, quick to adapt. And of course, they are the future. But the main difference is...
are we nearly there yet?
They're nowhere near as quiet. The Volvo EX30, a small electric car with big performance. Take advantage of exclusive offers on the Volvo EX30 and other fully electric and plug-in hybrid models at our Become Electric event from the 7th to the 28th of May.
Order online or book an appointment with your local Volvo retailer at volvocars.co.uk.
Offers available on selected new cars and vary by model, subject to availability. Finance provided by Volvo Car Financial Services UK Limited. Terms apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
I'm so sorry. James and I were just chatting, and I didn't realise the news jingle was playing.
We're talking about how they filmed Havoc, basically, weren't
yeah.
they?
We were just watching the trailer for the new Tom Hardy film, Havoc.
Yeah.
And James has just said, oh, yeah, because it looks like it's in America.
Yeah.
But it was filmed in Cardiff and Swansea. James just paused a bit at the trailer and he goes, yes, you can tell it's CGI because those balconies look fake. And there's some balconies on an apartment building in the background.
Yeah.
And James is like, yeah, they look rubbish.
No, I didn't say that.
You did.
You did.
You said those balconies look rubbish. Yeah. And Dominic goes, how do you know this?
Film.
Turns out James is an expert in what real balconies should look like as opposed to AI balconies. Yeah.
We're telling Tom.
Balcony no, nerd.
No. Don't tell Tom.
Yeah, no,
I'll just tickle him.
Yeah. Don't tickle him.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X. News.
Here's Dominic Byrne. It's exactly 9 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, Canadian police have charged a man with 8 counts of murder after a car was driven into a crowd in Vancouver. 11 people died. Dozens more were injured when it happened at the Filipino street party on Saturday. In other news, the sister of head teacher Ruth Perry, who took her own life after her school was downgraded, has told Radio X she doubts trust can ever be restored in the education watchdog.
Hundreds of head teachers have contacted me about, you know, they understand, sadly, quite how devastated Ruth felt, and they live in fear, absolute fear of Ofsted.
Professor Julia Waters has joined education leaders to call on Ofsted to delay its proposed reforms to inspections. The school's watchdog has been consulting on its plans to replace single-word judgments with a report card system instead. Meanwhile, school uniforms could soon be cheaper for the parents of around 4 million children in the UK. A bill going through Parliament will mean schools have to limit the number of branded items that they need. Figures suggest it could save families around £50 a year. And the White Stripes, Soundgarden and Joe Cocker are amongst the nominees who will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Oasis and fellow Manchester bands Joy Division and New Order missed out, though, despite being on this year's shortlist.
Say that again.
So White Stripes, Soundgarden and Joe Cocker are among the nominees who will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Right, okay.
Oasis, Joy Division and New Order have missed out, though.
What do you mean? I don't get it.
They were on the shortlist, but they're not going to be.
Oasis were on the shortlist of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, along with Joy Division and New Order.
The Joy Division and I'm unaware of Joy Division New Order's success in America because it's predominantly American thing, isn't it?
Mainly Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is America, yeah.
And Oasis weren't huge in America.
Nowhere near as big as they are here.
No. I mean, you know, they were nowhere as big as like, you know, Howard Jones or
no.
Nick Kershaw.
No, so Banana Rum.
80s wave.
Yeah.
Of great pop.
So
Tears for Fears.
But big up Joe Cocker.
Sorry?
Good luck, Joe Cocker.
Sport.
Liverpool manager Arne Slot, legend, says their Premier League title triumph feels unreal. The Dutchman has won England's top flight in his first season in charge at Anfield. His team were confirmed champions with a 5-1 thrashing of Spurs yesterday. Supporters have been blown away by his impact at the club.
Everything that he's done, he's carried himself at perfection.
He's taken us in the artiest first season to this. We back him in the summer, get the lads that we want.
Manchester City still have hopes of lifting silverware this season after a 2-0 win against Nottingham Forest in the second FA Cup semi-final. The seven-time winner scored early in each half at Wembley. They'll now face Crystal Palace in the final. And Crystal Palace, Tom. Leeds United return to action for the first time since clinching promotion from the Championship this evening.
Yeah!
They take on Bristol City. Win will once again move them back to the top.
You know what Bristol City sounds like.
What does it sound like? Tom! He's a teddy bear, really, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't tell him that to his face.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Generally speaking, lovely weather today. Sunshine and warm as well. Bit of rain in the northwest later, but temperatures elsewhere getting up to 24 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Oh, Dom.
Yeah,
24 degrees.
24.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Chris Miles Show.
Saturday, this Saturday, May the 3rd, Coventry are playing Middlesbrough at home in the football. It is a 12:30 kickoff. We need Coventry to win.
Yes.
So that they stay in the playoffs.
Hmm.
So they have a chance of winning the playoffs to be promoted to the Premier League.
Now, why is that? Why are you so invested in this?
Because I am DJing at Coventry Arena with my brilliant 90s hangover show.
Yes.
And
it would really put a downer on the gig, wouldn't it, basically?
They are now billing it as an end-of-season party.
Right.
So, it would be great if Coventry beat Borough, everything went in their favour, and they ended up staying in the playoffs.
That would be ideal.
I think they're sixth in the league.
Okay.
And it's very tight.
Oh, are they
around
sixth?
There.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah. So, 12:30 kickoff. So we have brought our night show early. So we're not going to do it at night. We're going to turn it into an end of season party.
Yes.
And I've had a word with all the powers that be, and I've organised this.
Have you? Who have you spoken to specifically there?
Oh.
You know.
Them
and them.
Tony.
Oh, Tony?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, if you're going to the game on Saturday, if you're a Coventry fan,
mm-hmm.
obviously the game's at 12:30.
Yeah.
Then it finishes. Literally just pop to the arena, which is next door, and they've got live music, street food.
Oh, great.
Booze.
Lovely.
And then I'm going to be DJing. I'm going to be doing a 90s show, and we'll have a right party.
That'll be good.
It'll be brilliant.
Yeah.
So if you fancy that on Saturday, and even if you're not going to go to the football, still come to our event anyway. Oh, it's great. We'll have a right boozy do. And then the night before, I'm in Norwich.
Ooh.
So, you know, your neck of the woods, Dom. That's I know it. You give a big three thumbs up for that. I'll be there Friday night.
You can't say that.
High six.
You can't, no, not high six. Have you met my wife or my sister? Here she is. You can't do that one.
I had a great night in Norwich last time we played there.
Yeah, Norwich is a great city.
Jake Humphrey came along.
Yeah.
With his mate.
He's like an ambassador for Norwich, really, isn't he, Jake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is Friday night in Norwich, and then Saturday afternoon in Coventry.
Right.
So please come.
Yeah.
Please win. And then everybody please come.
I like the poster for that Coventry gig.
Yeah.
It's good.
What's the capacity for Coventry's ground? Okay, it's a big one. It's 32,500.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a decent size, isn't it?
So, yeah, the Coventry Building Society Arena.
Yep.
Lovely. So, listen, I'd be happy if only half the people came along. That's 15,000 people.
Yes.
That would be great.
You'd take that, wouldn't you?
I absolutely would take it, yes.
Capacity of the O2, you'd take that massively.
Yeah. I'd take 1,500.
Yeah.
I'd take 100.
A lot.
I mean,
I'd take 100.
I'd
take 50. I'd take anything.
Woo! Be like the Rob DJ gig.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to bang on about all my gigs, but like, I honestly, and I swear I mean this, right? I love doing these shows. I love DJing. So I've got my 90s hangover, which is that's our big show. And then if I don't do the 90s hangover, I do what I call a straight DJ set.
Yeah.
I am Pound Shop Calvin Harris. I am a John Lewis David Guetta, and I absolutely love it. And I've got some really good gigs coming up. I've got a lot of travelling to do. I've got a lot of places I've been before, a lot of places I've never been to. So I'm doing Norwich and Coventry this weekend. Then I'm doing Uttoxeter Racecourse on the 17th.
Oh, nice.
So that's always good fun, because by the time I go on the decks, let's just call it a spade, half the people are leathered.
Yeah, exactly.
They've got all dressed up. They've been on the champagne or the Prosecco or the Whispering Angel since about 12 o'clock. And by the time I get on, they are... the fellas are on their mate's shoulders, the ties off, the jackets around their head.
It's an always easy crowd.
Yeah, always good. Then I'm going to Carlion Bay and Cornwall. Then the next night, I'm at Exeter. And then the next day, it's just a 5.5-hour drive to Leyland.
Oh, that's...
To Music in the Park.
That's lovely for you.
Now, Carlion Bay is the is the one on the beach, and then the one in the castle the next day.
Right.
The music festival I'm doing in Leyland is Music in the Park, which features me, Chesney Hawks, the Boontown Rats, and one of the band Five Star.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I can't wait.
Will it be Denise from Five Star, do we think?
No, it's the nephew.
Very good. Very good.
Oh,
now. High quality.
Say that in a gig.
Jingle.
I think that's lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Maybe it's worth the jingle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'm doing Pub in the Park for my third year, but I'm not doing Marlowe this year. I'm doing Gunnersbury Park in London.
Oh, yes.
Which is great.
Mm.
Then I am doing the first of the sausage and cider festivals that I'm doing three of them. Yeah. Now, I love sausage, and I love cider, and I love a festival. So this is right up my alley.
Perfect.
And then in October, I'm playing I've got to tell you about this one.
Mm.
I'm playing in Torquay.
Right.
At a venue called Arena Torquay.
Oh.
Not Torquay Arena.
Oh.
It's Arena Torquay.
Okay, it sounds quite big though.
And I'm thinking, I didn't know Torquay had an arena.
Mm.
So I did a bit of a search up. And I don't believe it's open yet. So it's a brand new venue.
Right.
And I'm looking at the lineup. They've got some good acts going there. So it's going to be good. Now, it's not till October and it's only April. I'll be honest, ticket sales are light.
Okay. Well, the venue sort of doesn't exist yet.
Well, this is what I mean.
Yeah.
So I did a little street view on the Google Maps because I wanted to see where Torquay Arena is.
Mm.
James, could you try and get it for me?
Mm-hmm.
If you go on Google Maps and try and type in Arena Torquay. I don't know why they haven't called it Torquay Arena.
No.
It's Arena Torquay.
It's ringing the chain.
Which sounds like a left back for Man City.
It does actually, yeah. Arena Torquay.
Then we just signed Arena Torquay.
Cultured left foot.
He is brilliant.
Is it outdoor?
Place on the wing.
Now,
is it outdoor?
So that's it there, James. You've actually got it there. And if you go to the street view, you'll be able to see it in all its glory. This is Arena Torquay. Feel free to Google it yourself and have a little look. So if you just pan around, no, the other way. Keep going. And there is that right there. You're looking at it, James.
Oh, yes, of course.
You're looking at it.
What's
now,
that?
Now, that is going to be Arena Torquay. Now, when this photo was taken, it wasn't Arena Torquay.
Oh.
Is that a cafe?
It was an Indian restaurant.
Indian cuisine.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah. Is it called East to the West?
East in the West.
East in the West.
It's impossible.
It was an Indian restaurant.
East in the West.
And apparently now this is going to be an arena.
Arena's quite a bold title.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
So when I looked at how many ticket sales we'd sold, I'm like, oh, it's fair play. I think we'd have packed the place.
Yeah.
So yeah, there, if you know Torquay, if you know East in the West, may it rest in peace.
And even more interesting.
Mm-hmm. What is the definition of arena?
Arena.
If you go to see tickets to click on to buy one, the actual picture that comes up
is a Papadoms.
Is of your 90s hangover in Cardiff at the depot in Cardiff, I think from last year.
Or when you go on tickets.
So when you go to see tickets to buy ones for the arena in Torquay.
It's offering you the chance to buy tickets to a gig in a different place that's already happened.
Well, the picture just said Saturday the 18th of May in Cardiff, which I don't think was this year.
Well, you know, so fair play to the people who have managed to throw a six to start to buy tickets. But yes, there you are. That is that's where I'm going to be in Torquay.
With the best will in the world, it doesn't look like an arena.
It doesn't.
It's a lovely.
Looks like an Indian.
It looks like an Indian. And it'd be a lovely venue, I imagine.
It's opposite the pharmacy
on
the corner.
Will look like an arena.
And there's a church there as well.
Yeah.
Just next to a lovely church.
At the back door.
Yeah.
So they're building up on top of it, perhaps?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Perhaps there's a big basement that goes the length of Torquay.
Yeah, that's maybe true. Maybe they're buying the supermarket next door.
Could be.
What is next door?
Bohemia.
Right.
Oh.
And then
Bamboo Bar.
Cocktail bar.
Oh, is it also a restaurant as well?
Number one for live entertainment.
Hey, not for long though. Sorry about that, Bamboo Bar, but Arena Torquay. Great left back and brand new venue is becoming the number one place in town where you can get tickets to see Chris Moyles in Cardiff from last year.
Jill, you're going to have a lovely time there. When is that? When is that?
October.
October?
Yeah.
So they just need to build it and then...
Well, Dominic, if they build it...
I will come.
Thank you very much indeed, yeah. Oh.
Oh,
what happened there? Oh.
You double pressed.
No, I only pressed it once. It was the stupid Zeta because it was on Zeta B again.
Zeta B?
Yeah.
Do one.
Plays right back.
Yes.
With Arena Torquay.
With Arena Torquay.
Yeah. See, we get tied all up together. We don't just make the stuff up as we go along, you know, people. Anyway, it's opening in June and I'll be there in October. And hopefully they still have poppadoms. Right, 9:15, Radio X with news. Realised it's 9:19 in the morning. This is the More Music Hour of the Chris Moyle Show.
Oh.
And we played one song in 20 minutes.
We haven't exactly been flooded with music, have we?
No, but we have brought attention to Torquay's brand new venue.
Mm. Arena.
Now, do you know I was joking about the fact that it's Arena Torquay and it used to be an Indian restaurant?
Yes.
Well, Pippa's got the page up where you can get tickets, even though it says Cardiff on the poster.
Right.
It is the Chris Moyle's 90s Hangover. Venue doors 7 p.m. The event is 18 plus only. The pre-show bar opens at 5 and closes at 1:30 in the morning. And underneath it says, the venue serves food. Of course it does!
Good.
Of course it does! It used to be an Indian restaurant!
Yeah, we got loads left.
We also think that Bamboo Bamboo's gone.
Oh, Bamboo's gone.
Yeah, I think that's becoming part of Arena Torquay.
Really?
Left back for City. That's right.
Wow.
Here, Tom, Arena Torquay plays left back for Man City.
He loves that. You know this is going to turn out to be one of the best gigs you've ever played after all this.
I hope so.
It works, isn't it?
I hope so. Tom, do you want to come to the gig?
He'll go with you.
Anyway, so yeah, so there you go. Any of you guys want to come? It's only just a little trip down the road to Torquay.
Yeah,
it shouldn't take too long to get there.
Torquay from here, is it?
Yeah.
A couple of hours.
Shall I put you all down on the guest list?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, great. I'll take that as a yes. Right. Right, the More Music Hour continues. I'm going to pick one of you to pick a song. We're going to come right back after this.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
We asked Johnny Vaughan and Sunta Templeton if they'd like to jet off from London Gatwick on a European fly-drive adventure with British Airways Holidays. And unsurprisingly, they said yes.
So, are you ready?
We're going on a day trip to Aveiro, which is just a 50-minute drive out of Porto, and we're going to explore it via its stunning canals. Let's go.
We don't know which way it is.
We don't.
And now you can win your very own fly drive holiday to Porto with spending money, thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis. To enter and watch the best bits from Johnny and Sunta, go to radiox.co.uk.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the...
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
If your client is not happy with the quality of your work and wants compensation because they allege it's amateurish, unprofessional and childlike, his cucks could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by his cucks business insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject policy eligibility, terms and conditions.
Welcome to Peloton, where it's more than just a motivating workout. It's you versus today.
Let the games begin.
Because a motivated version of you is absolutely unstoppable. Equipped with the Peloton bike, tread and all-access membership, make the change you want to make. With yoga, Pilates, running or cycling, track your progress with PR and pace targets. Show today what you're made of at onepeloton.co.uk. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
Internet connection in Peloton. All access membership at £39 per month required. Terms apply. See onepeloton.co.uk.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of April. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Hey guys, guess who's back? Ooh, back again. Ooh, guess who's back? Ooh, back again. Ooh,
Are you two okay?
He's back.
What do you want us to do?
Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Milesy, that's who.
Okay, meanwhile, on the 4 till 7 thing, little Cy bought a summer cardigan, we pick a new pet town, and we spin the reels of the Mexican bandit for this week's Mexican handbag.
The 4 till 7 thing, guess who's back? Moilsy, innit?
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
EasyJet Holidays' Big Orange Sale is now on, right in time for sorting summer. Book now and save up to £200 off package holidays at thousands of hand-picked 4- and 5-star hotels. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Book by 11 p.m. the 6th of the 5th, 25. Minimum spend required. Adult protected. T's and C's apply.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Golly gosh, is it that time already?
Yes.
Man, I'm having so much fun.
Right, let's get into the more music out then. Domin, give us a song and I'll play it.
What about Moreau?
What about what?
What about what about Ramones?
No, I want to play Ramones.
Sorry.
Can we have the Ramones, please?
It's not even James's choice.
It's James Robinson's favourite band, the Ramones, and we're playing it on
Radio X.
Machines. That is the Ramones, of course, right here on Radio X on the More Music Hour. I am having a really good time this morning.
Stop. I don't know what happened to my mouth.
Sorry about that. Pippa, give us a song, please.
Corner Shop, Whim Full of Asher.
Oh, you can stop as well.
That's right. Whim Full of Asher on the five. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow and all of that stuff. And it's the Fat Boy Slim remix, of course. There you go. Thank you very much. It's the More Music Hour on Radio X.
Motion of the city.